AVIC sends the electricity bill to 58 communities in rural Alaska. CEO and President Mira Kohler says the cost will go up a lot.
PCE represents about half of the electric bill, and so their electric bill will immediately double.
In dollar amounts, that's about $100 to $150 a month for the average household in rural Alaska. But Kohler says that's just part of the cost. Electricity is a major budget item for water and sewer treatment plants.
So not only will their electric bill go up, but their water bill is, and sewer bill is going to go up dramatically too.
Kohler says she feels sick thinking about the effects of eliminating PCE.
I mean, it literally makes my stomach hurt. It's just, it is such a low blow. It just feels like, you know, 35 years of promises and commitments have just been swept out the door.
But some people are more optimistic. The Alaska Energy Authority writes the check to utility companies for PCE credits. And AEA Executive Director Curtis Thayer says he expects PCE to come back.
The governor is supportive of the PCE. The legislature is supportive of it. We anticipate that funding to be restored. And when that is done, people will be made whole on their electrical bills with the credits from July 1st.
Thayer's prediction will depend on action from the state legislature. And that will be more of a possibility now that Governor Mike Dunleavy has changed his special session call to bring lawmakers together in Juneau. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.